Welcome in. You are listening to the Blue Notes Podcast, a presentation of Indianapolis Colts stories and notes. I am your host, Benji Taylor. Guess what, Colts fans? This is game week. Real football is here. None of that preseason stuff. It's real football time. The new, young, Shane Steichen-led Colts play the Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday at home. I don't normally like to do too much pregame predictions or expectations. This isn't a prediction podcast. In the past, against my better judgment, I have offered a prediction of wins and losses on the season, but we're not going to do that this year because, you know what, I really don't care that much about wins and losses. Not this year. I care about two things for this Colts team in 2023. Anthony Richardson's development and fun. That's it. That's all that matters this season. However, in this episode, I do want to discuss some curiosities for week one and beyond. Stay with me, Colts fans. Anthony Richardson's development and fun. That's all I'm worried about, Colts fans. Remember, this is entertainment. It's not our jobs. This should be fun. We're paying for this. The players, coaches, GM, owners, they're all very well paid to entertain the viewer. Let's not forget that. If this isn't fun, then what are we doing? What are we doing here, right? As I said, I don't have too many expectations for the first week, certainly no predictions, but I do have some curiosities. I'm curious about what this new Colts team is going to look like. I've got four of them, as a matter of fact, and let's start with this one. I'm curious slash hopeful about an offensive line comeback. I said a few weeks ago that I expected Quentin Nelson to make an aggressive comeback. I think he will be able to put last year's poor play behind him and look more like the old Quentin Nelson that we know and love. It was only preseason, but I think we saw glimpses of the old Q. Additionally, there is a lot of hype around second-year left tackle Bernard Raimann. He's been really good through the preseason too. However, there is still some concern about this unit in its entirety. They were one of the worst in the NFL last year, and the team made no significant changes in personnel. In fact, they lost one of their best depth players to injury in the final preseason game. Anthony Richardson is my number one focus this year, but O-line is my number one concern. Although there were no significant changes in personnel, the team hired new offensive line coach Tony Sparano Jr. Otherwise, they're really banking on Raimann to continue his steady development. Ryan Kelly to prove that Father Time hasn't yet knocked on his door. Braden Smith will continue his steady play. Quentin Nelson to stage a resurgence. And far less likely that Will Fries will somehow manifest into a starting level right guard. Even worse, the team is projecting the entire unit to stay healthy. This should be interesting. This is my short list of curiosities, and something I'm very intrigued about is Shane Steichen's offense and his general direction for this team. Think about this. We are the consumers. Remember that. Ownership has sold us on this idea that Shane Steichen is here to fix the team. He is here to fix what was a broken down mess of a team last year, specifically on the offensive side of the ball. And at his disposal, Shane has a rookie quarterback with 13 collegiate starts, a middling pack of running backs, and a receiving core that rivals the worst in the NFL. Is he coming here to do magic? That's like a contractor showing up to your house to build a deck with nothing but a glue gun and a roll of duct tape. I really don't want to mention JT this week. I was trying to avoid that. But given this cast of characters Steichen has to work with, it boggles my mind that the coach doesn't fight tooth and nail to get JT back on the field. Needless to say, I'm curious about how he plans to fix this offense. Shane said that as far as the running backs go, he would just follow the hot hand. I know that JT is on the PUP list and out for the first four games. He's not even an option if he wanted to be. Zach Moss should be returning from the broken arm injury, and that's the high hope for the running back room. I have always been a fan of Deion Jackson, and I love the rookie Evan Hall, but it's hard to know what to expect out of this group after joyfully watching Jonathan Taylor run the ball for the past three seasons. The hot hand, if we're lucky, might be Zach Moss. Consider this comparison. Jonathan Taylor's worst yards per carry of any season, of course, came last year with a bad offensive line and a statue at quarterback, which brought a heavy box every game. Defenders did not fear Matt Ryan's noodle arm or his hilariously sad ability to run, so they loaded up at the line of scrimmage to stop JT. Even then, Taylor recorded 4.5 yards per carry. Zach Moss has only reached that number once in his three-year career, even though he spent nearly three full seasons with Josh Allen in Buffalo in one of the best offenses in football. Defenses feel much differently about Josh Allen than they do Matt Ryan. Defenses do fear his arm and his ability to run. So, presumably, Zach Moss would have faced much lighter boxes there in Buffalo, paired with a little better offensive line. Even so, his production was consistently well below Jonathan Taylor. I'm very curious to see what kind of magic Shane can conjure up with this offense. We don't have hard evidence to prove this, but it seems like Shane Steichen could care less about having a star running back in his system. That kind of self-confidence, especially with this roster, can only be rivaled by contestants on the first round of American Idol. Let's hope instead, though, that Shane hits some of the right notes Sunday. I'm curious about the offense, but not overwhelmingly hopeful. On the other hand, I am quite hopeful about the defensive secondary, especially the cornerbacks. The Colts drafted three young corners in April. Only two made the team, that's Juju Brents and Jalen Jones. Jones has been really impressive this preseason. However, the starters, I think, will be Kenny Moore at nickel, then on the outside, Daryl Baker Jr. and Dallas Flowers. That means out of the top four outside cornerbacks, Dallas Flowers is the only one who has started an NFL game before. It was one game last season. That's it. And I love it. I love it. The position has been overhauled, and I couldn't think of a better time to do it. I'd say my expectations for the cornerback room are still relatively low. It's a difficult position, and there is basically no experience to be found aside from Kenny Moore. But my excitement is high. I'm pumped to see the young guys play. I'm sure there will be some growing pains, but in a hard cap league with constant turnover, you're going to have days like this. And I think we should welcome the change. I'm not saying they're going to be great. I'm not sure they will even be good. But I'm excited to see how the young guys fare in their first seasons as starters. Curiosity number four, the wide receiver room. This gang is a mess. I mentioned earlier that it might rival the worst in the league, and I'm not happy about it, but I think we must admit the cold, hard facts. This is a suspect group. At one point last week, there were only three receivers on the roster. Think about that. When a team does something like that and cuts its own players, allowing them to be free agents, they're telling us something. They're telling us that they know no one else will take them. Either that, or they're willing to take the risk. Neither message sends a jolt of hope through the fan base. Silly me, I was trying to make a case for Michael Strawn last week on my initial 53-man roster. Hey, I like the guy, and I'm glad he's been moved to the practice squad, but the truth is that he has no business holding a spot right now on an NFL roster. After watching Florida State play a couple nights ago, Patrick texted me and said, the Seminoles have at least two receivers better than the Colts have right now. And I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this, but I couldn't disagree. I couldn't. I was making the case for Strawn, who couldn't even make a D1 roster in college. This is a sad group that needs to get a lot better this season. However, there are reasons to like this group. They do seem more diverse than in years past. Several sports writers, including Kevin Bowen, have said that we have enough power forwards and we need a guard. Well, the Colts now have two, rookie Josh Downs and Isaiah McKenzie. The two additions were a welcome departure from the old body type Chris Ballard kept swinging for. After drafting Michael Pittman Jr., Desmond Patman, Michael Strawn, and Alec Pierce, finally Ballard added two smaller, shiftier slot receivers in Downs and McKenzie. Maybe their roles do overlap, but I couldn't be happier with them. I thought they both played very well in camp, and I wouldn't be shocked if the rookie Downs led the team in receiving this year. It's the other two receivers that I'm a little less jazzed about. Michael Pittman Jr. is tough and likable. I'm glad he's on the roster, but I worry that he's peaked. He's a good professional receiver, but he's not a burner. He doesn't create a ton of space. I think we just know what we have in MPJ. He's good, but not great. Alec Pierce, well, it was a rough camp for the second-year wideout. He can't separate. He's having trouble catching the ball. I speculated a couple weeks ago that he could overtake MPJ as the team's number one wideout. Now I'm wondering if he'll even get a second contract. Pierce has not played well this preseason, and it's his play that highlights an overarching question about this wideout group. Do the Colts have enough to help Anthony Richardson? I worry that they don't. And that's it. That's all I have for you. I'm aiming for shorter podcasts these days. If I can whittle this thing down to 10 minutes, I tell you, I'm going to try. Maybe not this week. Next week, we'll see. So I have some concerns, some high hopes. Let's just summarize it all to say that I am extremely curious to see how this team performs Sunday. Once again, the Colts open at home against Jacksonville. I am avoiding the temptation to offer a score or even a winner. Let's just say this. I don't know what the score will be, and I don't really care all that much. However, I will be glued to the TV because of one guy, Anthony Richardson. I'm curious about the wideouts, offensive line, young cornerbacks, and Shane Steichen's magic. I'm curious about all of that. But I will be watching and invested in the young Colts because of Anthony Richardson. Regardless of my concerns, Sunday should be fun. It should be fun. Come back next week, and we'll talk about it. Talk to you soon. Take care and go Colts. This was a presentation of the Blue Notes Podcast. I'm Benji Taylor. Thanks for listening.